You are listening to the Anomalous Media Podcast, a show where we talk about self-help, film, business, media, self-improvement, and etc. If you have not already, please hit the subscribe button to this podcast, as well as the subscribe button on the YouTube channel Persistence Media. Hope you enjoy this episode. Make sure you have post notifications on for both platforms, and enjoy. So, a new rumor, I guess I wouldn't call it new because it kind of resurfaced, but a rumor had resurfaced again about Disney in talks to buying Sony. Now, I disclaim this as like a rumor because I don't, this has come up before, especially around a little after the success of No Way Home. I mean, Far From Home. No Way Home was supposed to come out in July, though, but Far From Home in 2019, and then a little after the little dispute between Sony and Disney over the rights of Spider-Man and, the contractual partnership agreement thing. Now, this wouldn't make sense for Disney to buy Sony just for the rights to Spider-Man. Now, I remember there was a rumor that they were offering $5 billion for the Spider-Man rights as well as the other characters. And it was weird because that actually makes more sense than them buying Sony. Because Disney doesn't want the rights to Bad Boys or 21 Jump Street or Men in Black, or what else did Sony, what else was Sony product, property? Yeah, essentially that. They don't want like the other properties that Sony has. And besides, the one thing about it though is Sony, I feel like, is really holding on to the use of Spider-Man because it's the major money cow that they can use outside of, in another side of the company, the PlayStation series. It's understandable, however, I feel like the way, and like you could see the way that they're trying to use the Venom, Venom almost like their Spider-Man in their own universe, because they know Marvel probably won't use Venom. So now that they're using him, they're like, oh, this is the closest thing we can use to Spider-Man that's kind of different and still use other Spider-Man characters, and it wouldn't matter. And truth be told, in the bigger picture, it won't and will matter at the same time because of Marvel entering the multiverse and Marvel essentially making everything canon due to the multiverse and the new realities and Kang and TVA time, all this other stuff, going on and what's happening from Loki. It shows that everything from Nicolas Cage's Ghost Rider to even, and this is ambitious, even DC movies like could be in the same universe and multiverse as Marvel movies now, due to the multiverse and alternate timelines and multiple timelines and different realities being opened and being a new possibility in the it's Marvel Cinematic Multiverse now, no longer the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It'd be really cool though if we could just get all those character rights back and then we do something with all of them. That'd be great, but no, fortunately not. But in a way, now all of them are canon because they're in the multiverse, like I was just saying. Like Wolverine, hopefully we get a cameo from him or whatever in Multiverse of Madness or something, something. But as far as Spider-Man, another rumor just popped out about the trailer and about CinemaCon on Monday. And Sony is actually going to have Now they have 3 hours. The convention's like 3 hours, and within that 3 hours, they show their upcoming films and content that they have. And they do have, so rumored they have something to show for Spider-Man No Way Home. And I can't wait to at least get a description of it. I doubt we'll get a trailer. Hopefully we do, because they'd be really smart marketing-wise for them to not release something. Like, just release something. Please. Now, I do believe we'll get a description, and I do believe that I believe that for a limited time, someone who may maybe have recorded the trailer will release it online, and it'll probably get taken down, or someone will just repeat what they saw in the description, and there'll be reactions to it, and the people be reacting to it. So, man, just, I mean, and even the description is like better than nothing, but damn, I want some footage. Now, we saw what happened with Infinity War. We saw what happened with Deadpool, Batman vs. Superman. Footage will leak. Like, foot, it's inevitable at this point, and I bet they know it. I bet they know that people are eager to. And it would honestly, the smartest thing they can do would be to just release the trailer while they release while they're releasing it during CinemaCon, release it online. That would be very smart, in my opinion, marketing wise, because they're running, honestly, they're starting to run behind schedule, and it's starting to concern me. But I'm sure I'm not the only one who's concerned. But keep saying a but a lot, but I just said it again. I think that they're not gonna, it's gonna be a misdirect like the first Far From Home. I almost said No Way Home. Like the first Far From Home trailer, we didn't know that Tony died. We didn't know what was going on. We just saw these elemental monsters. We saw Mysterio. We saw Spidey. We saw him in Europe. Didn't even know it was 5 years later, which, wow, just crazy how they managed to cover all that up. Didn't even know, like, there wasn't even, like, proof that Tony died in the other trailers. Like, there wasn't anything showing that Tony died in any of the other trailers. Oh, man. I hope they don't show too much either. Because if Toby in, and like, the multiverse film and all these other things, or people are in it, I really hope they don't show who's in the film. I really, they don't, I hope they don't show a lot of the film. And maybe we'll also see some effect from Eternals based off of, 'cause my theory too is like one of, if not all of the Eternals are going to sacrifice themselves and manage to kill the, they're going to manage to kill the Deviants and the Eternals both, and the energy is going to go onto the Earth and then cause mutants or something to that effect. And I feel like there's going to be something. I feel like we're going to find out who bought the Avengers Tower. Probably not in the first trailer, but I feel like in No Way Home, we're going to find out who bought the Avengers Tower. I feel like we're going to have references to Kingpin if he's in, I'm interested to see what the end credits is, and I'm interested to see what the end credits is for Shang-Chi. Because there's still so many other things that could affect No Way Home. Like Mrs. Marvel, she's in Jersey City. That's like literally it's a river cross into New York City. And then boom, now you're in Peter Parker territory. So literally they can do something with both of those characters, or have some correlation in Mrs. Marvel's series to that as well. Hawkeye is literally, he's in New York City in this. Like, come on. They can do something with that too. I hope that they're using Oscorp. Now I'm going on a ramble, but yes, the No Way Home trailer is rumored, and I say rumored heavily, to be dropped at CinemaCon. Hopefully they release it online, and I'm gonna react to it and put it on this podcast. I'm gonna do a live reaction to it. And we shall see what description or footage drops. tomorrow, or when it does. I said tomorrow. It's Monday when it drops. This Monday, when it drops, this Monday coming up, we shall see. We shall see what is in the footage, if it comes out, or the description when it comes out. Other than that, I can't wait to see what this future of Marvel has in store. I can't wait to see what they're going to do next. And Ironheart is reportedly going to appear in Black Panther 2. Can't wait for these movies. If you enjoyed this episode, or something resonated with you, or you liked something that I said in this episode, be sure to hit that subscribe button and be sure to share this podcast. Be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Persistence Media, as well, where I will post more content on there as well as visual content on that platform. Be sure to share both platforms and subscribe to both platforms and have post notifications on. Thank you and have a great day.